Welcome to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I invite you to join me for a conversation about how our guest is making a difference and learn how you can make a difference as well. Sometimes it's important to hear about another person's personal struggle to know and understand that you're not alone in yours. Today, we're going to hear from a member of a local family who is heavily steeped in the Milwaukee business community. Starting back in 1874 as a small machine shop making bicycle parts. From there, they developed the first pressed steel vehicle frame, which led to production for early automakers like Cadillac and Ford. And by the early 1900s, they became North America's largest auto frame maker. Then they shifted to defense during wars, manufacturing products like bomb casings and aircraft parts. In the 80s and 90s, they entered the global market and became one of the world's largest water heater manufacturers, and today continues their global growth, marking 150 years plus as a leading water technology company. I share this with you because our guest today has quite the exposure in the business world. And as we started talking more in preparation for this interview, I learned that he really just wants to use his platform to share his experience and then turn around and help others. The local company I'm talking about is A.O. Smith. And my guest today is Roger Smith, fifth generation of the founder, who started a nonprofit called the Builders Ministry. Welcome to the show today, Roger.
Thank you, Jill.
You are welcome. Well, as I said, A.O. Smith has quite the history here in Milwaukee, but we're not actually going to focus on that. Instead, we're going to focus on the nonprofit that you started as a result of some of the things you personally went through. So why don't we start by you telling us about the Builders Ministry and its mission?
Okay, the Builders Ministry is to build up and restore people from emotional trauma and to spark spiritual fire under Christians so they become spiritual giants. The Builders Ministry is to help Christians in their faith, to encourage them, empower, train, strengthen, nourish, and spark and ignite people's faith.
Who does the ministry serve?
The ministry serves people particularly that have broken hearts and need to have their wounds healed, because the Lord has delivered me out of 56 years of depression. So the ministry is to help people, to set them free from bondage of fear, anxiety, and depression, to bring hope to people. And I think of, may God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope.
Well, unfortunately, we have an epidemic, I think, of mental health crises in our country. And as you said before, that could be anxiety, it could be fear, it could be depression, PTSD. Unfortunately, there's just so many things out there that people struggle with. And when you hear someone who has gone through something that you yourself have gone through, or maybe something a little different, but still the feelings could be the same, it's nice to understand what they experienced and how they feel that they were being healed. So share your personal story about that and why you established the nonprofit.
Well, as I said, I struggled with depression for 56 years. Fortunately, through some great counseling, I have a woman that is a very godly woman who has helped lead me through all the negative thinking patterns that I've had. And I hated myself. And there were very many layers of that hatred that we had to tear down all those false lies about myself and to understand truly who I was as an individual. And she, through a lot of persistence and through me really working hard in renewing my mind, and that renewal actually took about 10 years overcome. So it wasn't an easy process, but I've come into a freedom and a joy and a peace that is the result of establishing the Builders Ministry, because I want to be able to help other people that are dealing with depression and anxiety and fears.
Well, when did you feel that you were called to this mission?
Actually, the Lord called me 45 years ago into the ministry. I spent 2 years in the ministry, but I was still dealing with depression during that time.
So you went back into the working world
after 2 years. And it was interesting. The Lord dried up my speaking engagements, and he made it very clear to me that now I'm going to deal with all the fear and anxiety and worry in your life. I started with A.O. Smith Corporation in 1985 and was there, had a 32-year career. And the Lord needed to do a lot of pruning on me, to say the least. And he continues to do that, which
is awesome.
But the working world was really wonderful. I came in really full of insecurities and fear, and particularly because my dad was the CEO.
You had a legacy to uphold, right?
I had a legacy. And so there was a lot of pressure on me, a lot of pressure to be successful. And I did not have the education in terms of business when I came into. So I had to really learn on the fly. But I started off in marketing and sales for the first 3 years. And then I was promoted up to corporate. And I was head of our corporate advertising. And then in the public affairs area, it was really lobbying. I was a federal lobbyist for 20 years. And also in the beginning was the state as well for about 5 years or so.
Yeah, to face those fears head on, right? You really just needed to do what you needed to do.
I sure did.
Yeah.
I sure did.
And what a place of education for you in the working world. So I find it interesting that you launched the Builders Ministry, you were called to the mission, but then God is saying, you know what, I think you need some more, as you say, pruning, some more exposure in the business world, which is where the majority of people are, right? In terms of those that are experiencing, everyday people experiencing some of the things that you experienced, and I bet you had exposure to all that stuff.
Yeah, I had a successful career. I enjoyed lobbying, although it could be very frustrating at times, too. But then the last 9 years of my career, I was head of our foundation and also did PR work in the Milwaukee community. It was a real joy for me because I desire to help people. And we really touch a lot of people, not just in the Milwaukee community, but where our plants are located in various places in the United States. We also help the communities there as well. That was really the best part of my career because it was something that I was very passionate about, and being able to reach out and help people in all different walks of life, from the inner city to outer city, to education, to arts.
And I have heard it said many times that when you yourself might be hurting or struggling or sad, it really is great to reach out and help someone, because it's a very cathartic process then. It helps you work through your issues as you are helping others work through theirs, right?
That is absolutely right. And I go back to scripture that I used in the beginning, that God ministers through our hurts and pains that we can share that with other people.
Yes, because there are people that don't go through certain things that do help others, but how much better if you yourself have experienced something and you're familiar with it, you know what has helped you, and then you might be in a better position to help someone going through the same kind of thing. So now you were serving in ministry for a couple of years. Then you went back in. God said, I want you back out into the working world, because we all know that we can have an impact, a great impact there as well. And you were there for 30 some odd years, the last 10 or so that you were in the working for the foundation, the A.O. Smith Foundation. Mm-hmm. And then was that the time that your journey of faith really took off?
Actually, my journey of faith really has been growing over many years. But I would say that it was actually after the working world that I came into a lot deeper relationship with God.
And so that's when this journey of faith really took off, is after you retired.
Yes.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Roger now wants to use his platform to share what it is that he personally went through and to provide encouragement to others and to really let them know that they're not alone. So when we come back, Roger will share a little more about his journey of depression, how he overcame it, and how he's determined to help others through their journey. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Planning a vacation this year? Before you take off, make sure you understand whether travel insurance should be part of your plan. Join Ellen Becker Investment Group on March 12th from noon to 1:30 p.m. for a live educational webinar with our insurance liaison, Evan Brown. He'll walk you through the key types of travel insurance, what your policy actually covers and why it matters, common exclusions, and how to evaluate costs before you buy. Learn more and register through the link in our show notes.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at EIG, and I'm continuing my conversation with Roger Smith, founder of The Builders Ministry. So, Roger, share with us a little more of your journey through depression and how you overcame it, and again, how you intend to help others through their journey.
Okay, I think it's important that I tell you what caused the depression. When I was a very small boy, my mother had a fairly strong temper, and she'd get angry when I'd do something wrong. And I chose at a very young age to try to be a perfect little boy. And I buried my anger towards my mother. And then at age 15, that's when I got depressed. And then I battled depression for 56 years after that, trying to strive to be perfect in everything I did, in school and in business, in my marriage, in my artwork, in sports, in my Christian walk, absolutely drove me into deep depression. Depression is like being in a slimy pit of mud and mire, being dragged through guilt and shame and condemnation and buried anger, confusion, fear, anxiety, hopelessness, and doubt. These are the things that a depressed mind deals with, and clouds your thinking, where it's very difficult to function. I was under psychiatric care for over 53 years, but that did not cure me. But then I was very fortunate that a dear friend of mine recommended this very godly woman counselor who has no education in terms of a degree in psychology, but she really knew how to walk me through depression. It has been absolutely amazing of the transformation.
Yeah.
In my life, you know, the peace and joy that I have now is...
It surpasses all understanding, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really does.
And I think it's interesting to note that all of the care, let's say, that you were going through prior to meeting this individual wasn't helping.
Yeah, exactly.
And God knew exactly what you needed. And he put that person in a position to help you.
Yeah, very, very fortunate. But it was not an easy process. It was very painstaking. And you know, the thing that I want to pass on to people is that God hasn't made junk. Mm. You know, he delights in us and he wants the very best for us. And that's what I want to do for people. I want to bring that healing that God has put in my heart to others, because I know the pain and the suffering.
Yeah. And I think it's important, too, to understand that God doesn't expect perfection.
He doesn't.
You know, we put so much pressure on ourselves, whether you're in the corporate world, whether you're in the nonprofit world, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whatever it is, we put so much pressure on ourselves to be that perfect person, that perfect wife, a spouse, that perfect employee, that perfect follower of God. But God doesn't expect perfection, but he does want persistence, right? So we can say, okay, I will persist, which you did through your struggle. And now you're saying, you know what? I was here. Now I'm here. And I've got something to say. And I'm going to use my platform to go out and help however many others I can help through the process, right? And that was the birth of the Builders Ministry.
That is correct.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
That is correct.
And so your hopes for the ministry in the future, let's look at that. I mean, you've had quite the story, and I appreciate you being very vulnerable in sharing that. And I think there are people listening that know exactly what you're talking about. They know exactly how you feel. They've been there. You did something about it. You're turning your pain into purpose. You started the Builders Ministry. And what are you hoping for the ministry in the future now, going forward?
Mm-hmm. My hope is to help people to understand that there is hope, that you can overcome depression. And there are certain steps that you need to take. One of the steps that really was helpful to me was learning to be thankful. Mm. And in the beginning, I really struggled with trying to write down just basic things that I was thankful for.
Like a gratitude journal?
Yeah. And it was very difficult. But as I persisted, I got more and more things to be thankful for. And that helped start to turn my thinking around.
Right.
That is very difficult. When you're hurting, when you're in depression, that is really tough.
Yeah.
And all things, you know, do work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And that scripture really helped me hold on and gave me hope to persist and pursue and to battle. I had to really battle.
And I think it's important to know, too, that gratitude and positivity, positive thinking, things you're thankful for, cannot coexist with negativity and criticisms. And so you choose what you want to fill your mind with. And it can't occupy that same space, right? So if you're choosing to focus on gratitude and being thankful, you'll start to see more things that you are thankful for, and not choose to focus on the negative. And I know some people say, well, I'm not choosing to focus on the negative, but it's like, again, those neurotransmitters in, you know, in your brain, your mind will focus on those things that you focus on. It will continue to focus on. So if you say, okay, you know what, I'm going to choose to focus on the positive and choose to focus on being grateful, and that will start the neurotransmitters connecting, I think, in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's probably psychiatrists, psychologists out there that are saying, Jill, you know, you're not really saying it the right way, but basically where you choose to plant your mind is where your mind will focus, right?
Yeah. The renewal of the mind is absolutely key for everybody. And it's not easy. But with discipline, you can overcome. And you got to tear down those bad thinking, those vain imaginations, as I say, those thoughts that are lies. Because as I said earlier, God created us in his image and likeness. We are really special.
Max Lucado has a book called You Are Special. I don't know if you've heard of it. And I love it because the idea is that our Creator designed us for greatness. And if you let other people be the author of your story, it could go south really quickly. But if you say, I know to whom I belong, I know I was created for greatness, and I want to live accordingly, and you don't let the negativity of others fill your heart, fill your mind. It's a great book. Max Lucado, You Are Special. It's a book I read to my children many, many times. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea, that God doesn't make mistakes. He designs us for greatness, and we have to remember that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure. One of the scriptures that was very helpful to me in Ephesians 22-24, it says, strip off yourselves of your former nature, put off and discard your old unrenewed self, which is characterized your previous manner of life and becomes corrupt through lusts and desires that spring from delusions. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having fresh mental and spiritual attitude, and put on the new nature, that regenerated self, created in God's image, godlike, in true righteousness and holiness. So my battle was stripping off all those negative thought patterns, all the areas of hatred towards myself, and turning that around, seeing who I was in God, how He sees me, and tearing down pride. And of course, that's something that I'm constantly working on.
We all are, right? Yeah.
Pride is something that man really struggles with. I think that's the greatest difficulty that man has, is dealing with our pride and our arrogance. And God has really been doing a lot of work on humbling me, which is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Because
it
then is. We can truly reach out to others and see the brokenness in others. And instead of condemning them, reaching out with healing words of life and truth.
Yes. And it's so wonderful that you were willing to come on the podcast to share your story, because I think there are probably so many people, as I said before, listening that have gone through or are currently going through some kind of mental health issue. And for us not to be stigmatized by it, you know, to say, here you are, a public figure, you know, your family's legacy lives on strong here in Milwaukee. And you're saying, you know what, even I have had struggles with this. And the message I want to get out is that you can overcome it. And this is how I did it. And you're there to offer help in whatever way you can, which is admirable. You know, I thank you again for being willing to share. What is the best way for people to reach you? Again, let's say somebody's listening and they want to speak to you in particular, mm-hmm. or they like the message that you're sharing on how you worked your way through your struggle and they want to get more of that information. What's the best way for people to get to you and or to the Builders Ministry?
The best way is to go online, look up thebuildersministry.com, and I would encourage you to tap on the sermon series and go to the anxiety and panic disorder, which is my testimony, and also my testimony with Teen Challenge. And I want to just share this scripture with you. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. Mm. That's 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Mm. And that's what I'm doing. You know, God has allowed me to go through the 56 years. And I thank God because He's given me such an intense understanding of those people that are battling with depression.
Yeah.
And I desire to see them healed.
And we can feel that in your voice, you know, your heart. I can see that coming from you, that you have a heart to help. And I think that's wonderful. I think people, even if they don't reach out to you or the Builders Ministry, just hearing this interview will bring them comfort, I think, knowing that anybody can go through these challenges. I just thank you for being here today. I appreciate, again, you being vulnerable, sharing your personal story, and how you turned your pain into purpose. And you said, I've gone through this. I can now help others. I want to do that in whatever way possible. So I thank you for being here today and for sharing your story. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jill, for having me. It is an honor to be able to share my story, and I really hope that it will bring hope and healing to those that are dealing with depression and anxiety and fear.
I hope the same. Thank you. I also want to thank our listeners of MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where you can tune in to this show and learn about nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes like Roger Smith, who are making an impact in our community through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. To hear more inspiring stories and perhaps find a place to plug in and share your time, talents, and resources, just tap the subscribe button or go to ellenbecker.com/podcasts. Whether you're at home, at work, or out in the community, find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond.
Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.